feedback in.
I've been doing a lot of concerts in French, and unfortunately I don't speak French. I memorize it. I mean, my mouth is moving, but I don't really understand what I'm saying. So I'm sitting like at the breakfast table, and it's early in the morning. You're not quite awake, and you're sitting there eating cereal and staring at the writing on the cereal box. Not really reading the writing, just sort of looking at the words. And suddenly, for some reason, you snap to attention and you realize that what you're eating is what you're reading. But by then, it's much too late. After doing these concerts in French, I usually had the temporary illusion that I could actually speak French. But as soon as I walked out into the street and someone asked me the most simple directions, I realized I couldn't speak a single word. And as a result of this inadequacy, I found the people I had the most rapport with there were the babies. And one of the things about these babies is that they were apparently being used as some kind of traffic testers. Their mothers are pushing them along in their strollers and they get to a busy street. And the mother can't see what the traffic is like because of all the parked cars. So she just edges the stroller out in the street. Things are cut out afterwards. And the most striking thing about this is the expression on these babies' faces as they sit there in the middle of traffic, stranded, banging those little gavels they've all got. And they can't even speak English. Do you know what I mean?
Superman.
I'm not home right now, but if you want to leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone. Hello? This is your mother. Are you there? Are you coming home?
Thank you.
So hold me back. In your automatic eyes, your electronic eyes, in your eyes, so hold me back in your life. Your petrochemical life, your military lives, in your eyes. In your electronic eyes.
Ooh, love. I came home today, and I opened the door with my bare hands, and I said, "Hey, who tore up all my wallpaper samples? Who made all the graves? The ones I was saving?" And this guy was sitting there. And I said, "Hey, Pat, what's going on here?" And he had this smile. And when he smiled, he had these big white teeth, like luxury hotels on the Florida coastline. And when he closed his mouth, looked like a big scar. And I said, "Holy smokes, it's like some kind of guest-host relationship to me." And I said, "Hey, Al, what's going on here anyway? Who are you?" And he said, "Now, I'm the soul doctor, and you know, language is a virus from outer space, and hearing your name is better than seeing your face."
I wanted you. And I was looking for you. But I couldn't find you. I wanted you. And I was looking for you all day.
Test. 1, 2. Home today, and you were all on. Your shirt was on fire. And your hair was on fire. And flames were licking all around your feet. And I did not know what to do. And then 1,000 violins began to play. And I really did not know what to do then. So I just decided to go out and walk the dog.
Thank you. I saw a couple of hula dancers. answers. Just who lay down the street, they said. Well, I wonder which way the tide is gonna roll in tonight. And I said, hold up, hula dancers. You know the tide's gonna roll out, and it's gonna roll right back in again. 'Cause it's a closed circuit, baby. We got rules for that kind of thing, and you know the moon is so bright tonight.
Check clerk at an ice rink, which in fact he turned out to be. And I said, oh boy, right again. know? It could be you. It's a sky, a blue sky. Satellites are out tonight. Let X equal I could write a book, and this book would be thick enough to stun an ox, as I can see the future, and it's a place about 70 miles east of here, where it's mightier. Linger on over here, got the time, let I got this postcard, and it read, it said, dear amigo, dear partner, listen now, I just want to say thanks, so thanks, thanks for all the presents. Thanks for introducing me to the chief. Thanks for putting on the feedback. Thanks for going all out. Thanks for showing me your Swiss Army knife. Oh, and thanks for letting me autograph your cast. Urban kisses. XXX. Zero, 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 zero. Oh yeah. P.S. Satellites are out tonight. You know, I could write a book, because I can see the future. And it's a place about 70 miles west of here, where it's darker. Your eyes. It's a day's work. Into them. Your eyes. It's a day's work. Just looking into them.
Thank you. Hold your pens and pencils.